Columbus.
Good evening, I'm Jacob Reimer. Both the Reds and Guardians return to the Diamond tonight. Cleveland is in Detroit to start a series with the Tigers. First pitch is at 6:40. The Guardians enter tonight 4 games back in the AL Central and just 2 back in the AL Wildcard race. As for Cincinnati, the Reds are in Chicago to begin a set with the White Sox. They get started at 7:40. The Redlegs sit 6.5 games back for the last NL Wildcard spot. In basketball, the NBA released a handful of games to next season's schedule. A triple header will start the season on Tuesday, October 20th, with the Celtics at the Pistons, followed by LeBron James making his Sixers debut at the Knicks, and the Thunder are at the Spurs. The Cavs will open the season on Thursday, October 22nd, at the Sixers. This update is brought to you by Roosters. Roosters is giving away 12 Ultimate Buckeye Experiences. Tickets, sideline passes, and trips to a Buckeye first-round postseason game. Register today at roosterswings.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Bring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that team stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! Grand Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yes!
This is the Buckeye Show.
Off and rolling here on a Tuesday. I am Brandon Beam hanging out with our guy, A-Ward Sports, Austin Ward, Reimer behind the glass here this evening. Austin, happy Tuesday from not the San Diego of the Midwest today.
There are times where we have to retire the expression.
Yeah.
And today is one of those days, because holy moly.
Holy smokes.
I have never, ever seen it rain as hard as it was this morning at about 9:30 a.m.
I don't know if I've heard the wind or seen the wind blow as hard as it has. And maybe, you know, it's just like because it's recency bias. But at 10 o'clock at my house, I'm like, there's something wrong. Like, this is absolutely crazy. What a wild, wild day we've had here.
I had started by just making jokes with Liberty, like, hurricanes are blowing, Little Mermaid style. And then I was like,
actually a hurricane coming.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have done that. I spoke it into existence. She was like, we don't live by a large body of water, Dad. I was like, oh, that's a good point. It probably won't be a hurricane. But we were standing outside. She wanted to watch the storm. And then the wind is just like swirling around. We've got tree limbs and leaves blowing into the house. I'm like, let's stop. Let's maybe come inside and lock the
batten down the hatches.
I don't know what's going to happen out there. Fences getting blown over. We had got like a 10 to 12 foot tall bush / tree in between our house and the neighbors. It came completely out of the ground.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's even possible.
Just straight up derooted.
Derooted. It's laying down. I was like, and Allie's thinking, like, what do we got to do with these tree limbs that are down and that tree that's been lifted out of the ground? I said, well, maybe we could just lift it back into the ground. Maybe that'll work.
Yeah, get some potting soil.
If the roots are
good to go, the roots are intact.
There. Like, are they still breathing?
Yeah.
They're still living?
Yeah, they're good.
Let's go put that back out there. But man, I tell you what, our neighborhood looked absolutely terrorized. And that's nothing compared to what you've been dealing with.
Well, I mean, our neighborhood was kind of the same thing that you were dealing with. The weirdest part about today, so like I dropped the boys off at daycare around like 8:30, 8:45-ish again today. And I made my way home and I'm like, all right, you know, on today's checklist, I'm like, I got to do laundry. I got to go to Costco. And then at like 9:30, I'm like, I don't think I'm going to go to Costco because if we lose the ability to have power, like the freezer is not going to be... The freezer and the refrigerator are not going to be good places to keep
things. Not going to need 100 frozen burritos.
Yeah, right now. You know, not going to need a 4-pack of frozen pizzas. The rotisserie chicken probably won't keep well if we don't have power. And yeah, around 10:15, it was just zap. Like, all of a sudden, it's gone.
Hear it leaving the premises?
I did, and I heard it a few minutes before because I heard the power go, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, it was a distinct sound. I'm like, uh-oh, this is not going to be good. You know, 3 minutes later, the power did indeed leave everything. The weirdest part about today for me, though, again, I was telling Common Man and Timmy, like, yeah, we're dealing with some water in the basement. Like, other than that, you know, it's okay. Well, I mean, basement's flood. It's okay. It's just things in the basement. It's not really a big deal compared to, like, what else is going on in the city. And the weirdest part, though, is, like, we had in probably about a 5-minute span, it was lightning strike, thunder, lightning strike, thunder. Like, there were so many times, like, I'm like, I'm looking at a flash of lightning in the sky. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
These sound effects are unbelievable.
Are you using these sound effects, Ryan?
No. I've never been, like, closer to lightning in my entire life other than when we're watching a Cars movie. And so it was just...
Ka-chow.
Yeah. I mean, it was a pretty wild scene, what we were dealing with. But the strangest part is, like, so obviously, like, the power is out, the internet isn't working on my phone. I would think that, like, my phone service mm-hmm. would be working. I don't know if I got, like, EMP'd or something like that, but my phone was not working on the premises of my house.
Yeah, that we had the same thing.
Anytime I wanted to use my phone, so, like, when I was texting you guys a little bit earlier, like, hey, I'm going to be a little bit later, going to need some help with the show, I would take my car and drive two blocks away. But driving those two blocks away was basically driving like a half a mile because trees were down and navigating like the surface streets was basically impossible. Yeah, it was a pretty wild scene today.
That's what Allie was, you know, she works from home like I do, except when I'm in here with you guys. And she texted me. I was coming down to the studio to record the Austin and Berm show for tomorrow. And she's like, I don't know what I can do. She'd been using her cell hotspot to be connected to the internet. They had started a meeting at like 10. It's like, no one's on it. No one's got Wi-Fi. Yeah. That was the height of the storm. Like, well, we better probably go check and make sure everything's safe. And then 2 hours later, she's like, I don't know what I can do. My hotspot is not working at all. I can barely get this text out to you. So I don't know. Probably just call it quits then. I don't take a nap. Just go read a book.
Dude, pull an Anthony Richardson. Take me out of the game, coach.
Tapped out.
I'm good to go.
We're done.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
There's nothing really I can do.
You can't even get down the street. Head on down to work. I mean, you're locked in there.
Yeah. I mean,
you got Liberty at home. You got to entertain her.
Yeah.
She was more confused than anybody else. She's like, Dad, I can't even get Disney Plus on the iPad.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. You know what you can do?
Welcome to the 90s.
You can. There's a Blu-ray player connected to that television. You can watch one movie in its duration, and
not just scenes that you want to pick up and then
switch over to the next movie that you want to watch. She's notorious for that. So I started her on Spider-Man, and I left for that meeting and to come down here.
Which one? Reimer hasn't seen him.
Well, I know it doesn't matter to him, but
it's okay. You can spoil it.
It was No Way Home. I would never spoil it. You're going to have to go 1 through 40 in every Marvel movie.
There was literally No Way Home for me today with the trees down.
Yeah, no, there might not be after this either.
I'm not even going home.
But she, I could tell.
Staying the night at the station.
I might. I've done it before.
Yeah.
I might do it again.
You got a cot over here?
I've slept on the floor. It's fine.
I don't know. I need a blanket.
I've got a rain jacket on.
Oh, good enough. But
we have plenty of televisions, Adam King suits out there. I could just make a blanket myself out of his.
Or sweatshirts.
Yeah. That'd be fine.
Pretty wild to see televisions, Adam King out there acting serious and doing straight news coverage.
He wasn't acting serious. He was being serious. If you were watching, if you had power in Central Ohio today, usually Tuesdays, and listen, coming up at 6:30, Berm is going to join the program. Brim Cantori, it's a great day to have him on. Usually at 6:46, television's Adam King. He saunters in, he struts in to this studio. And we texted him a little bit earlier on, while I was on my drive, because I couldn't get any service near my house for whatever reason. And he texted us at what, 5 o'clock, 4:45?
About then, yeah.
And he goes, I'm on weather, so I don't know if I'll be able to do anything. And I was doing crosstalk with Common Man and Timmy, but you got to see television's Adam King doing,
he was
doing
wearing
a weather bit.
He was wearing a hat, which is unusual for starters.
He's not showing off the hair.
He was wearing it to the front, and it was pulled down. Normally, when he's got the hat on, he can't figure out how it's supposed to be worn. This was
very high on his head, usually.
This is the first time ever that I've seen him wear a hat correctly and how they're designed to be worn. And I know that people will suggest that I'm doing it wrong by wearing my hat backwards, but I don't care. This is normal to me. But, you know, and then very serious, no smiles, no jokes. I don't know that I've ever seen him go 120 seconds in any scenario at any time talking about anything without breaking a smile or trying to crack a joke. So kudos to television's Adam King. He's got multiple layers to him.
Absolutely he does. And he did a great job. And I'm sure if you're watching 10TV you know, throughout the evening, because that's what's going to be on your television, that they're going to do a great job around Central Ohio, bringing you the latest on what has been going on today with the weather. We've got it on in the studio just in hopes for a glimpse of television's Adam.
Will he wave?
No,
absolutely.
No,
he's too serious right now. He's locked in.
No, there is no chance that he is going
to
wave.
He doesn't even wave when we ask him to.
No, he doesn't, and especially not this evening. We've got a great show lined up for you here coming up tonight. Told you that Berm is going to join us around 6:30. The Freaks List came out, Austin. We'll get to that coming up around 6:46. Get into the Pulse at 7 o'clock. Your question of the day will take us to the rivalry game. Lots of things coming out about that today pertaining to the Michigan Wolverines. So we'll get into that a little bit later on, and then we'll get to some Buckeye sound from camp earlier on in the weekend. But you know what? Today is a Tuesday, and I thought it'd be a great time to break out a Three Thoughts Tuesday.
Oh, interesting.
With Austin coming
on a Tuesday?
On a Tuesday.
Huh.
Can you believe that?
Imagine that.
Has this ever been done before?
I don't think it has.
Novel concept.
Three Thoughts Thursday on a Tuesday. Coming up next, it's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
The Buckeyes are ranked number one, so let's talk about them. Endless Buckeye conversation awaits you on your home for Ohio State athletics. The Fan.
The Radical Left.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add your choice of a sub, salad, wings, dessert, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donatos.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donatos, gotta love more.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222 or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
I love the neighborhood where I grew up, but it was tough.
Ohio State National Championship quarterback and former CareSource kid, Cardale Jones.
Football helped me find my direction, but I also needed the right support system. Seeing that CareSource heart around town, I just knew they had my back. That's the kind of difference they still make in neighborhoods like mine. This is so much more than health insurance. CareSource, today and always, trusted. Visit CareSource.com.
Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Discount Furniture, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
What's the best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
At Ohio State, we are the never afraid to innovate teams. The agile, get it done teams. The Achieve More Together teams and the Improve People's Lives teams. Together, we are the Ohio State University.
Learn more about Ohio State at osu.edu/impact.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium into the press box and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We're keeping an eye on the flood watch. With all of the rain that we've seen in Central Ohio over the last few days, we're keeping an eye out for the possibility of seeing more flash flooding throughout the rest of your Tuesday. Wednesday and Thursday, looking slightly better for your weather-wise. I'm your 10 Weather Impact Meteorologist, Lily Aldridge, with 97.1 The Fan.
4 out of 5 dentists recommend this show. The other dentist is a Michigan fan. Yuck. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Hanging out with my guy, A-Ward Sports, Austin Ward. We got 10 TV on in the studio right now. You said it to me, Austin. Like, I don't know if we had like a tornado or...
I think it was a secret tornado.
I mean, there's sidewalks that are thrown up. I saw in Old Town East that there was, I mean, roofs missing from buildings. There's a street in Upper Arlington. I can't really tell which street they're on, but it looks like every tree in the neighborhood is down.
I've never seen anything like this in Columbus.
They are out of the earth. Like literally, 10 of them.
It's like they've been...
The roots were uprooted.
Yes. A giant came through and just like was plucking weeds. Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like. It's insane what we're seeing on TV.
I don't know. Yeah. Again, to your point, like we've been through a couple of pretty significant storms in the past, but I don't know if I've seen anything like this.
I forget what the sun looks like. It's been just dark and gloomy like the last 3 days.
10 o'clock this morning, it was darker than night.
Yeah.
Like it was in my house. I didn't have any lights on. This is when we still had power. And I'm looking outside. I'm like, what time is it? Because it was pitch black outside.
I was trying to get Nora down for a nap around then. And yeah, it was like trying to get her back asleep at 10 o'clock at night.
She's not going to fall for it.
No.
I hope the sun's out. Up in Bellevue, and it's drying out by Sunday, so we can see the sun then. That's all we can. That's all we can grasp onto at this point.
Could be some really soft conditions, so maybe some flag hunting, maybe going on.
We just don't hit it long. That's what I've been told. Austin, it's a Three Thoughts Thursday now on Tuesday.
I love that.
Got any thoughts for us?
I got
burning in your brain about the Buckeyes. I'm kind of disheveled right now.
I know you are. I got a lot of thoughts. We're going to get back on track this week and tonight on the Buckeye Show. With interviews resume tomorrow at Ohio State. So Arthur Smith will be on the microphone along with Carson Hensman and Austin Saraveld and I believe Brandon Ennis. So we've got an offensive day on tap followed by defense on Thursday with Matt Patricia and a couple silver bullets there. The next time we'll hear from Ryan Day is Saturday after what I assume or what could be potentially a key scrimmage day. Don't know that. Haven't seen the full details of
that. That's what the schedule in the past would tell us.
That's the way it has worked in the past. So that's sort of what I'm operating off there. And I think that means there are probably three, let's say, thoughts that we could talk about position groups on this Tuesday, barreling forward. I think this is a key week for the guys in the backfield. And if there are going to be three running backs sharing that workload, which I think is distinctly possible and probably the goal for Ohio State. Jacoby Jackson got, his black stripe off after practice today. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a reminder as well that Ohio State doesn't just do it for no reason. Jacoby Jackson had so many reps available to him in spring, and I thought he looked really impressive. He had already changed his body, I think, significantly. He looked more explosive in March and April than he did in any of the game film that I watched from him in Florida, and then he still had the summer to build on that. But like with Isaiah West and Bo Jackson injured, Jacoby Jackson, he was basically it, Favor Aki, those were the only two scholarship running backs in spring camp. So there would have been plenty of opportunities for Ohio
State. Lots of reps to go around.
So many, but for them to say, you know what? You did a great job handling all this extra work in spring practice number 7, Jacoby, and you're a seventh year veteran of college football, we can probably get this black stripe off for you. But they didn't. And they wait for the moment where it has truly been earned, where the trust is there, where they can see that what that role is going to be like before they say you're officially part of that Buckeye Brotherhood. And now that's happened for him. Now, he was going to be part of this plan either way, but taking the black stripe off now at this particular week, given the ongoing race, which is not a straight up position battle. This is not quarterback. This is not even the offensive line, left tackle, right guard, right tackle conversation where only one guy is going to play and there's not going to be a tremendous amount of rotation going on there. All three of these running backs can go, but they all want to also be at the front of the line. They want to be out there to start the game. They want to build a rhythm. They want, to feel the hits and settle into the game.
Who doesn't?
I mean, that's Beamer. You and I have known how many running backs and talked to them over the years. That's what they want. You got to get hit. You got to work up a lather.
You got to get the feel of the game, man.
You got to see what the defense is doing.
This on-off situation, it doesn't really work. Ohio State had a couple of 1,000-yard running backs a couple of years ago in that national championship here with Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson. How many times, Austin, did you see them split reps, you know, series by series? It wasn't that often,
no.
Right? I mean, it was like, all right, we're going to go with the heavy hand here, and then we're going to go with the heavy hand here, and there was like a methodical play to getting both of those guys kind of ingratiated into the game. But yeah, a series here, a series there, that does nothing for those guys.
That's why for each of those three, I think this week, you know, full pads, full go, full contact work for these running backs is going to be critical. And I think you could make a case for any of them that, you know, Jakobi Jackson, for instance, has ample experience being hit in college football and a couple years in the at the SEC level and a lot of success there. Does he need to be taken to the ground? Does he need to feel that? No, but this is still the first time in the Ohio State offense. Bo Jackson is a 1,000-yard rusher as a true freshman for Ohio State. Does he need to feel the speed of the game? Maybe he does because he didn't have any of those spring reps available to him and was dealing with an injury at the end of last year that would potentially go double for Isaiah West. But, you know, all of them have played football at a high level. All of them have had success. But as Ohio State is piecing this together in the backfield, yes, all three of them are going to need to help throughout the course of 14-plus games. Ohio State's hoping to play 16. You know, you're not going to make it through with one guy unscathed. And all three of them dealt with injuries last year in some form or fashion. So they probably don't need to be told that. But in terms of trying to establish a pecking order, I think this week is going to be critical for all of them. And we'll see how they handle that when those bullets are flying and when they're facing, you know, Matt Patricia trying to scheme up ways to stop them by this weekend.
Where are you at with the run game with Arthur Smith? I know that when he came in, obviously he has a very big history in the NFL of it being a, you know, good running team. Like any team that he's involved with is always, you know, I think top half of the league, certain 1,000-yard rushers. Like it helps when you have Derrick Henry on your team, you know, for a certain amount of years. That definitely helps for sure. But I think when you think of running offense, my mind immediately goes to Chip Kelly in that national championship year. But I do think it's going to be a different style of running than what they did a couple of years ago when Ohio State was a run-first team.
For all the attention that's been on the offensive line, Beamer, and the times that we've spent breaking down the lack of red zone success from the rushing attack last year, and also asking for more explosiveness from the running backs.
We're asking a lot.
I think there's an element here that's important where it's Arthur Smith and Cortez Hankton trying to bring in something new. And that's perimeter blocking. Not just tight ends doing that, which is his own thing. And we know that Arthur Smith is going to use those guys and Keenan Bailey's going to, you know, teach them to the best of his ability. He's got a pretty good track record of his own in that regard. But if you think and watch Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate a year ago on the edge, I don't know that that was the absolute best effort that they could provide in terms of run blocking. Carnell Tate is not here, so, you know, I'm not saying that to pick on anybody, but if we're looking holistically at some of the breakdowns that happened in the run game, you know, that doesn't just include Julian Sain, who could have run for more or less or been an X factor or whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't just include Bo Jackson and C.J. Donaldson, James Peoples. It's not just about the offensive line. There were plenty of opportunities where things were blocked up and it didn't hit, and they didn't turn 8 or 9 yard gains into 40 and 50 yard gains or long touchdowns. And I think the all 11 mentality has to include some of the perimeter blocking. And Jeremiah Smith would be one of the first people to tell you that. And it's not that he's ever been unwilling to do the dirty work. But if you have Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate, is that going to be the first thing that you prioritize with them?
That's not the strength of their game.
Is that going to be what you want to emphasize? No. If you'd rather them be 100% on their reps, running routes or blocking for running backs, I think that's probably a pretty easy choice for that coaching staff. But I think back to spring conversations with Jeremiah Smith and the busted screen against Miami that went for a pick six.
Yep.
And he knows that he, you know, he did not win that rep. And there have been plenty of other people, you know, on the staff elsewhere that have explained, say, well, Jeremiah may feel some type of way about that, but there's other blame to spread around on that particular play. It's not just him. And that's true. But if Jeremiah Smith is internalizing a play like that and saying, I've got to give more, I've got to do more when the football is not coming my way, when it's not a pass route, when it's not, you know, something that is going to showcase my elite ball skills. He's 6 foot four. He's built like a tight end. He can go block on the edge. He can do that for sure. It's, you know, I can hear, you know, Bobby and Schlage's in the back of my mind talking about that being a want to and GFS factor and all, you know, GSF, excuse me, let me get it right so I don't get yelled at and my face melted off in a positive fashion.
GSF, Austin. Never mess that up again.
I know, I won't. I apologize from the bottom of my heart, but like Jeremiah, Brandon Ennis, you know, Devin McEwen's going to be asked to do that stuff. Maybe that's not the forte of him coming over from UTSA.
I certainly don't think he's probably been asked to do at the level of what he's being asked to do it this year.
But you're going to win a national championship. All 11 have to be operating on the same page. And I think there were times that was not perfectly executed on the edge. And obviously there are a lot more plays where people can point to the tight ends. There are examples in the Indiana and Miami games that involved the offensive line. I think there are more reps than not that show that they were, the offensive line itself was setting up the run game for success. But, you know, that's not to point the finger in any one direction. I'm saying all 11 have to do that. And I believe that Arthur Smith, the goal is for him to give this offense a more uniform identity. And I think that's what we're trying to see. And what that means for the run game, we're going to find out, you know, in the next couple weeks.
Brim Cantori, a.k.a. Jeremy Birmingham, a.k.a. Berm. He's going to join the program. He'll recap Ohio State football camp and the crazy weather with us here in Central Ohio. In 2 minutes, it's the Buckeye Show.
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeye sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
The future of recycling is now at Rumpke Waste and Recycling. The recycling leader has opened North America's largest, most technologically advanced recycling center right here in Central Ohio. This one-of-a-kind facility features interactive displays, educational opportunities, and the ability to process over 60 tons of recycled material per hour. Rumpke is committed to recycling and sustainability efforts. And for more than 90 years, Rumpke has worked to make sure the items you place in your recycling bin get used again. Visit Rumpke.com to learn how you can team with Rumpke to put less trash in our landfills and more of it to good use.
A Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
It's time for your daily dose of vitamin B. B stands for Buckeyes, just in case that wasn't clear. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
I want to let everybody know that we here on The Buckeye Show, brought to you by our good friends over at CareSource, A-Ward Sports, Austin Warden with me here. On this lovely evening in Central Ohio.
It can only get better.
Yeah, that is true. You're right. Right now we head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Checking with our guy, Jeremy Birmingham, a.k.a. Brim Cantori, a.k.a. Berm. Berm, how about this weather today? Did you have this on your Predictilator machine? What's going on, buddy?
Well, nothing. I didn't have it on my Predictilator machine, but I don't like to talk about the weather, so let's talk about football.
Oh, so things must be really going great at your place now. You get the.
I'm trying to turn over a new leaf here.
Would you rather talk about air travel?
I would rather talk about David Gabriel George's recruitment.
Oh no,
that's good. Seems like you're having a bad day. How's everything at your place? Is it bad? Is it a disaster?
Everything's great. A little flooding on the inside and a lot of trees down. Fortunate to have had my truck not have a tree fall on it, because it just happened to fall the correct way, so I got pretty lucky. So overall, could be worse.
Oh, okay. Well, so we'll be back to talk about football tomorrow morning in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. We got a Woody Wednesday on tap. What's the thing that's most interesting to you with Arthur Smith? What do you want to ask him?
I just really am interested in what he's seen in this Ohio State running game that gives him confidence heading into the, you know, the 2026 season. Obviously, Ryan Day has talked for the last few months about how the running backs are his biggest concern as far as the roster goes and getting more out of them. And I want to know what Arthur Smith has up his sleeve to get those guys in position to maybe be more of an impact than just a traditional running game, because obviously his career, he's done a lot of good work with players like Cordarrelle Patterson or Kenneth Gainwell, guys who are a little bit untraditional. And I think Ohio State, especially with a guy like Legend Bay, or whether or not you put Devin McEwen or Kyle Parker or Jeremiah Smith in the backfield, however you want to do it, I'm interested to see if he's got anything that he's seen that makes him go, huh, I could probably take what I learned in Tennessee and apply it here, or I could use this from the Steelers offense, for example, just because now that he's a little more familiar with his roster.
As a big Steelers fan yourself, I mean, is there anything that we should know about Arthur Smith and the way that he runs these said plays, Berm?
No, I mean, I don't like the Steelers one bit, but I do think that he obviously is a guy that knows how to get the best out of his players and did not have a ton of talent in the running back position in Pittsburgh last year, and really didn't, or at wide receiver, and they still found a way to be a decent football team. You know, I'm interested now that he's had an opportunity to really tinker with his roster. What do you see differently than maybe you didn't see, or maybe that you thought differently from the spring?
Berm, how surprised were you when Legend Bay came back from his, you know, suspension, you know, breaking of team rules, whatever, missed Thursday, Friday of camp, and on Saturday was ingratiated right back into the first team of Ohio State's offense? I know it's practice 3 out of 20 that they're going through here in this camp, but were you a little bit surprised that he went right back to the number one offense?
Not really, because we know that the nature of his violation of team rules wasn't necessarily egregious or putting or doing something that was entirely selfish or whatever like that. It was just a little travel delay that caused him to miss a meeting, and at least that's what we understand. And that's not something that you want to hold over the kid's head. You expect him to be a part of this offense, and he definitely will not be a guy that is out there at tailback as a eye back, you know, in eye formations lined up in the deep tailback right away for Ohio State. But again, when you have Curtis Samuel type talent, when you have Percy Harvin type talent, you are going to find a way to be on the field. There is no red shirt. There is no plan to red shirt. So what's the point of slow playing him back into the lineup? If you've got spots where you want to see what he can do, let's see it.
But we're going to hear from Arthur Smith tomorrow, Matt Patricia on Thursday, Ryan Day on Saturday. Who do you boldly predict, a bold P perhaps, will be the player that by Saturday afternoon we're talking about way more than we are right now?
I think maybe Jermaine Matthews is a guy that a lot of people last week were not really talking about correctly. There was this assumption, because Dominic Kelly was doing some first team stuff, that Jermaine was in jeopardy of losing his job. And I don't think that anyone who I've spoken to has given any indication of that. And that Jermaine had a little bit of he was a little dinged up. And so the Buckeyes were trying to be cautious with him. And I also think, and this maybe sounds silly considering how much we talk about or to him, but I think it's Edric Houston. I think once that light is on, I think he's going to be a real problem for the Big Ten. And it seems like that light is on. And I can imagine Matt Patricia and Ryan Day are pretty stoked about that if that's the case. So if we hear that that's true and that they're still feeling like Edric has turned the corner from a maturity or, you know, motivational standpoint, I think he's a guy that people should expect big things from this season.
We've got Berm with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Berm, I asked Austin the same question last night. I'm going to ask you the same thing right now. What was your biggest takeaway out of watching Ohio State for these last 3 days in camp? Do you have one that stands above the rest?
It's just the depth of this team for me, Brandon. Like, I don't know that we've ever seen an Ohio State team run this many players out there that you think are capable. And that starts with the up front and the offensive and defensive lines, but it extends to the receivers and the defensive backs and the linebackers and even, you know, the run backs, who I think people want to see more out of. You've got 4 or 5 guys you think that are probably, you know, high level performers right now, or at least Carlos Lachlan does. And so I think it's just overall the depth in general. Like, it's pretty crazy to me that a team could lose what Ohio State has lost to the NFL draft the last 2 years and still somehow be deeper. It's truly a testament to what Mark Pantone and Ryan Day and those guys have built.
Did you call him Brandon?
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Well, I mean, what am I supposed to call him? This is not a professional outfit we're running here. My name is Jeff.
It's what? See, the radio just cut out your phone entirely when you said that. Like, that's not your name.
Oh, okay. Neat. No, sometimes I like to spice it up. A little spice in the pepper.
Oh, boy.
Go full government name.
How did you like handling young Benjamin on Saturday, Berm?
It was a good man. What a cute little kid you got there, Brandon. what a cute little beamer.
Yeah. Well, at least the
cute little beamer.
At least
a lot
the
of personality.
At least the kid. Boys still get to go by beamer. That's nice for them.
Yeah.
Jeremy, you said something very interesting on the live show on Monday about the backup quarterback position. And spoiler alert, you're going to dive into it a little bit tomorrow on the Stock Watch on the Beat, but you seem enamored by a true freshman quarterback. Why is that?
I'm not enamored by Luke Fahey. What I am is curious if we have glossed over his ability to process the game of football. And when we look back at Ryan Day's quarterbacks in the last few years, one thing that the elite trait that he wants above all other elite traits is processing speed, is the ability to see a defense and make a play. And Luke Fahey has shown and showed it in the spring an ability to get out of the pocket and move. He's not the largest quarterback in the room by any measure. He looks, he makes Julian Sayin look huge, which is, you know, unexpected. But I just think that there's a lot to like about Luke Fahey's game. And as Tavian St. Clair, who obviously has all the physical tools in the world, until Tavian has proven that he is the surefire number two quarterback, I just don't think we should be assuming that there's no opportunity for Luke Fahey to make a push this year to be that guy. And I'm not saying he'll be the starter next year, even if he did, because I believe Ohio State will get a transfer in the portal regardless. But I think that there's probably a closer competition for the backup quarterback spot than anyone would have thought 6 months ago.
Berm, let's stick with the quarterback position. Chris Vargas announcing his commitment Saturday. You and I had a great conversation about him on the patio of Counterbalance, formerly known as SIP. Can you tell Ohio State fans what they're getting in this guy? I know it's a long way away, but currently 3 out of 4 of their commitments in that 2028 class are 5-star prospects.
Yeah, it's a good start to the class. You get a team leader. You get a guy that is going to be willing to put his face out there and talk to other people and get, you know, help recruit this class, which is important to young guys. You have a huge arm. He's 6'5". He's 200 pounds now. He's probably going to be in the 225 to 230 range by the time he gets to campus in 2 years. He doesn't play the world's greatest competition, but when Ohio State has seen him multiple times in person throwing the football over the last few years and have just really been enamored, if there's that word, with him, they think that he's a guy that has an opportunity to be truly special. There's Dwayne Haskins type talent. There's CJ Stroud type skill in there with ball placement. There's
you're going BPS already?
He checks a lot of boxes. In comparisons I've heard for him from the Ohio State side are more Dwayne Haskins right now, but the way that Chris showed the ability to layer the ball down the field in the 7-on-7 stuff we saw him in this summer was really special. He's got a lot of upside and a long way to go to continue getting better, and that's what you like the most here. He's not a guy that is anywhere near a finished product yet. The product that he is pretty special, and you can see it only getting better.
All right, before we get you out of here, I feel like you got a lot burning in your soul right now. What else you got for us in the last 30 seconds or so? What do you want to get off your chest?
Well, I just feel like as a society, we could do a better job of like cleaning up after ourselves. You know, like, hey, you walk around. I'm walking around the neighborhood. I just had the dog out for a walk because it's, you know, the rain finally stopped. And you look around and people like to leave their trash a lot of places. Trash doesn't belong. Mm. You know, let's just do better.
I think that's anything to do with the 95-mile-an-hour winds.
If you had
today,
seen my neighborhood, every trash can was being picked up and tossed about.
Yeah, well, you know what? We all have a responsibility. Once that weather breaks, we have to do our part.
Okay. That is true. We are all citizens of the world. Goodbye, Berm. We'll talk to you next week, all right?
Goodbye.
There he goes. Jeremy Birmingham.
Birmingham.
With us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Television's Adam King back.
Oh, my gosh.
From the field doing weather reports. He joins us in studio. Coming up next.
Captain Sirius.
It's the Buckeye Show on the
field. In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby,
radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube. Ooh, just to name a few. Live or on demand.
You have no excuses.
The Fan.
At Ohio State, we are the never afraid to innovate teams. The agile, get it done teams. The achieve more together teams. And the improve people's lives teams. Together, we are the Ohio State University.
Learn more about Ohio State at osu.edu/impact.
Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James. While cancer hides, we hunt as a team like no other, giving patients access to the most advanced treatment options and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, you have cancer, you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
Relax and let Kroger Pickup handle your grocery shopping this week. We start with only the freshest items, then choose your favorites. Carefully pack everything up and load it right into your trunk so you can feel confident it's what you ordered. Fresh groceries your way with Kroger Pickup and Delivery. And right now, you can save $20 on your first pickup or delivery order. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
The only radio show that bleeds scarlet and gray. This is the Buckeye Show.
Hanging out my guy A-Ward Sports, Austin Ward, this evening.
A-Ward.
Look who sauntered in.
I believe that's Austin Ward and Brandon.
To the radio station now. He is television's, I should say weather's it. Adam
That's right.
King.
That's right. I'm a jack of all trades.
How was the field?
You're a jack guard.
I know that you I know you do field reporting. It's usually on sports. How was the weather reporting this evening?
Well, I will say it's a different mindset you have to get into. Mm-hmm. Because it's real world stuff out there. You know, like yeah. This is somebody's house that's been blown over by a tornado. But also
seems like a good reminder that we work in the candy factory.
Yeah, it's right. It's a good way to put it. Like
just the Oompa Loompas.
Yeah. Like we're just
Willy Wonka's
Adam is
right over here.
Adam is Willy Wonka.
And I am Willy Wonka. Like we're just walking around talking about football, la di da. And boy, it's a real wake up call. I will say the other thing is in news you can't just say stuff. You know, like in sports.
Wait, is that what you do on Talking Tuesday?
What are
you
saying stuff?
You can't just say stuff.
Opinions are not allowed in news. Like you're given your facts.
You can't say, guys, it's really bad out
yes,
here.
Exactly. And that's like, you can't say things like, guys, this is totally destroyed, because you don't know that. You can't say, and I knew this one, I'm good, I'm getting better. You can't say there was a tornado, because we
I think
know.
It was a secret tornado, and it's, I don't have any problem saying it.
That's, you can't.
Well, we're on radio, we can say it.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want over here. You can't go on and say, like there was somebody rolled down the window, and he yelled at me, I had my camera, and he goes, is this where the tornado hit? And I was like,
yes.
I was like, I don't know, sir. It's like, I've lived here for a long time. Tornado hit, and he drove away.
I agree with him.
I do, too. I mean, we were seeing, you know, pictures and everything of your guys' broadcasts, and I mean, it was a disaster out
secret,
there.
It's secret tornado.
You know what? And the craziest part is, as I was walking around, I thought, we need to do better as a society putting away our trash.
Is that what you thought? That was the first thing that you thought of?
Maybe Burham should have looked at the weather report today. There were a lot of...
That's what he's known for. Yeah. He looks at the weather report every 15 minutes.
My dad last night.
Maybe it's just a nervous tick with him.
That's his thing.
He doesn't actually process it.
Yeah. He just looks at it.
It's just his doom scroll. Weather, 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 weather.
It's a doing nervous social situation. I'm looking at the weather app.
Why do we not allow...
Babies are here? Weather.
Ridiculous.
The guy next to me is drinking a goober. I don't want to hold this baby.
he did really well with your son. Also, Austin did not do well with your son.
Well,
the baby cried one time.
Adam, you did a great job.
I know.
With Beamer's son.
Me and kids, we get along so well. It's because we're the same level of intelligence.
We hashed it out. It was
and
after
energy.
And energy.
After whoever tried to pass the young lad to me, I think television's Adam King. Can't remember because I still am having nightmares.
It was Berm. It went Adam, Berm.
It
was a poor handoff.
Now I don't feel so bad because now I know what happened. All I was doing was having flashbacks and nightmares about the head going back. I'm like,
that's so scary about babies. Like, you guys all know this. I don't know this because I haven't had a kid yet. But it, like, the heads, they just bobble.
Oh, yeah.
And also, you shape your baby's head? Like, you got to, like, put a helmet on him and stuff?
Well, sometimes.
Not every baby, Adam.
But like most babies, they're
not,
like,
hey.
Not most. My two have not had a helmet.
Nope, they never
mine,
looked
mine
at
neither.
They never looked at you and said, like, hey, you're getting a bit of like an out of shape head. We got to shape this head a little bit.
A football helmet.
Yeah. You've got a Stewie going on here.
Put a football helmet on. Real Hey Arnold.
I have a nephew. I know what you're talking about, Adam. It's not very common.
Okay. Well, I thought it was like every
kid. You're not molding clay.
That's what I thought it was. I thought it was every kid. Like, if my kid sleeps on the right side,
it's
too
almost
long,
time for bed. Let's go knead out the skull.
You put the helmet on. They have to, like, have helmet time.
Helmet time?
It's the opposite of screen time.
I'm not sure you are ready for a child.
I'm not.
I concur.
I'm not.
Starting to knead the loaf of sourdough, fellas. Been resting for 30 minutes.
Let's go work out that skull.
It's a bit uneven on this side.
Why don't, like, okay. Like, I think about giraffes when they're born.
Keep going with your thought. I know you were very serious doing the weather. So whatever you want to do here, this
he's got to get the weird out.
I know that when giraffes are born, they hit the ground, and then they stand up, and they're good to go.
Yeah, babies don't do that.
Why don't, well, they might.
And the sound effects on this show are really great. I hope you're cutting all this up, Primer.
Why don't babies, like, have firmer necks? Or, like, come with, like, a neck brace.
Well, there is a reason for it. They have a difficult escape. So if they're more rigid and strong, that'd be worse.
I feel like that would make
mother.
It easier.
I disagree with that wholeheartedly.
I can't wait for you to watch.
First of all, I did eighth grade health class, okay? Yeah. I've been there.
I'm suggesting the live show. I think you need to catch
it. Once you're in the room, you throw the textbooks just out the windows.
This is real life, baby. And a baby.
Can't we invent something where maybe it is a helmet neck situation?
It's called your elbow.
Yeah, but if my elbow moves, this thing just kind of like...
Don't move your elbow.
It flops its head and it's horrifying.
It's a guardian cap.
They're fine. They're resilient. They're okay.
No, like the amount of times that I have held my nieces or nephews and like somebody will hand it to you and you're like, oh, how cute. And they're just like... You're like, put your head up.
Yeah.
They can't do it. They don't have the strength.
It's horrifying. It's absolutely horrifying. And that's why your child, very good at the old holding his neck up thing.
He's very good. He's getting better at it.
It
was tested.
Liberty's world class. She's the best in the business.
Well, she's like 11, so.
Not quite. Let's cool it, all right?
That's just horrifying. But I'm good with kids.
I know you are. You're great with.
No, he snuggled up.
You led William into practice on Saturday?
Yeah. My favorite moment is where Fish goes, Adam, come over here. And I see you, and Will put his little hand out. So I grab his hand. We're walking, and you go, hey, he's just getting over a cold. And I look down at my hand like, great.
You were the one who got him sick, probably.
That's accurate. I get everybody sick. Yeah, I have
the way back from Vegas.
I have the immune system of a 4-year-old.
Yeah, that's true.
What did Liberty say when she saw you on Saturday?
She said, is that television's Adam King? And I said, yes, it is.
Yes.
Oh, that
yes,
sounds like a is. Good conversation.
How are you feeling about the match on Sunday? You guys feeling confident?
I think we got to put something on the line.
But, 100%. What are you talking about?
But I think it's got to be a radio something.
What do you mean, a radio something?
I don't know. Like, maybe.
Like, for something for content?
Yeah. Because I think that's the fun part
Does it look like the two of us are concerned about that?
I think
you two are both spice intolerant, so let's be careful what you want to put on the line here.
I don't know that it's spice.
What could it be?
Reimer and I get to host the show.
Great.
And you have to produce.
Fine. That sounds awesome.
Do I still get paid?
I get to sit back there for 2 hours and change the channel over here.
Wow, is that all you think, Reimer? I'm so sorry about that.
And press buttons.
I'm so sorry.
Wow,
that seems like a great gig.
I'm so sorry about that, Reimer.
You got to put spots in for the show. You got to do the updates.
I've done that before.
Oh, okay.
I know how to do that.
You have to do Reimer's updates for a month.
Whoa,
a month.
A month.
All right, deal.
What's he gonna do?
I don't know. I'll think of it.
All right. That's our end.
He's got to do Beam's laundry.
And you... Here's the deal.
You've got to clean the water out of my basement. Yeah. You've got to buy a generator and suck the water out of my basement.
Here's the deal.
That's what you have to do.
Here's the deal. You have to buy me 10 bags of chocolate chips.
You're out of control.
And you have to
Can't I buy you something with actual... Caloric nutritional value to it?
I'm sorry, first of all, if you think chocolate chips don't have caloric value, you're very much
wrong. I said nutritional value. They do have caloric value.
That's right. 10 bags of chocolate chips, and you have to do his updates for a month, and guys get to decide what we do for you.
All right. Anything?
Anything.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. Why didn't you ask for, like, do you sign off on this?
A gift card to Chipotle or something so that you eat sustenance.
Nah. Are you signing off on this, Reimer? You're one half of the equation.
1 month straight, you don't have to do updates.
So that's including... Like us, like potentially eating something very hot.
It's including anything.
Anything.
Which is way worse than potentially you eating something very hot.
Oh, man. Are you cool with it?
Listen, 10 bags of chocolate chips, that'll hold me over for at least a week.
Yeah. So, probably fine.
I've never seen this course. So, like, we're behind the eight ball to start.
Reimer.
Some confidence your partner has over there.
It's getting worried.
Hey, we're fine.
Lights are getting a little bright over there.
No. I've been putting a lot.
How about this? We're getting dialed. We've got to go to break.
Oh, they're going to be slow.
How about this? We'll take the night, and everybody will pitch tomorrow what their thing is.
Deal? Well, Austin's not in tomorrow.
Okay. Well, we'll
what about Thursday?
I'll see him in the morning.
Are you here Thursday?
Yes.
Okay, we'll pitch Thursday.
All right.
What everybody, and it doesn't have to, like, it can be, like, where you guys trade something, we trade something. Maybe we trade something. Like, we'll all think about it. We'll text privately.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
All right.
Deal. Hey, have a great night. Are you going back out on the town?
I am not.
Are you field reporting anymore?
I am going to get a nice warm cup of coffee and do the sports.
That sounds great.
That's my job.
Have a good time doing that. Don't get nervous.
I try not to.
Make yourself laugh before you go on the air.
You always make yourself laugh because then...
You can't cry.
You can't cry.
That is true. Hey, have a great rest of the night.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'm looking forward to Thursday and us finalizing this bet.
I'm excited.
Which may or may not happen, depending on how much weather the Ridge has gotten.
No, it's going to be great up there. Don't worry.
Oh, it's going to be terrific. We'll get into the pulse coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show.
Front Office Methods, your authorized RICO dealer, can help your business optimize your print production with a competitive advantage. Our digital printing options will expand the type of paper and substrates from what your business can print on today. Add variable data capability, which allows for personalization of catalogs and mailers, and the ability for short-run label printing, which allows your business to print high volumes of custom labels quickly and on demand. Want to learn more? Start with a print assessment at momnet.com. Why risk it? You can count on Mom.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the field. That's why Encova Insurance is prepared for what's next and protects what matters most to you. With independent insurance agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova Insurance is an easy win for your peace of mind. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you.
As America's largest custom home builder, Schumacher Homes believes a top-quality home should be affordable for everyone in the Buckeye State. We work with the leading architects to bring you the latest in design, and then you have the ability to make changes. Not just selecting finishes, but moving walls, adding rooms, literally customizing anything from the ground up. It's a misconception that custom homes have to be expensive. We work within your budget to build an amazing home on your land. Visit SchumacherHomes.com or any of our 9 Ohio locations.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, getting ahead in this world is not as complicated as it might seem. Having the early guidance and counsel of your community banker, one who knows you and your family story, can make a great deal of difference. Relationships matter. Bank on community banking. I'm Scott McComb. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good evening, I'm Jacob Reimer. After off days yesterday, the Reds and Guardians are back in action tonight. Cleveland is currently underway up in Detroit, taking on the Tigers. They're still scoreless on the top of the second inning. The Guardians enter tonight two back in the AL wildcard race and four games back in the AL Central. As for Cincinnati, the Reds are in Chicago to begin a three-game series with the White Sox. First pitch is at 7:40. The Red Legs sit 6.5 games back for the last NL wildcard spot. In basketball, the NBA will start the 2026-27 season with a triple header on Tuesday, October 20th, starting with the Celtics at the Pistons, followed by the Knicks raising their championship banner and LeBron James' Sixers debut, and the Thunder visit the Spurs. The Cavs will open their season on Thursday, October 22nd at the Sixers. This update is sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. Open a savings account for the youth in your life, which is $5 at BMI Federal Credit Union, and they'll put $100 into a youth certificate. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
It's time for the College Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Hour number two of the program for us here on a Tuesday. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out.
The ideas are percolating in here.
I mean, we've really got...
I'm scared.
A lot of good ideas going for this golf match coming up on Sunday. Are you sure you want to agree to it? The anything bet? Because there are some...
anything is crazy.
There's some diabolical ideas going on, at least on this side of the glass. I know television's Adam King is back there. I'm sure you guys will have a private conversation later, but man, there's been some good ones.
He said last week, Reimer, that he hadn't read a book since sixth grade. I think I might have to just make him write a book report on, like, instead of watching the Odyssey.
And we're going to check it through all of the AI. Yeah, I'm gonna,
No Claude. No Chat Jupiter.
Nope.
No AI.
No
Read
Gavini.
The book. Write a report. I think that's where my head is right now.
Oh, gosh. That's actually crazy.
How about for you learning all of the presidents in a row? And every day that you don't do that, you owe me $1. And it compounds with interest.
No.
Why? You said you sign up for anything.
I did not officially say.
We can go back to the tape. You said, are you cool with it?
Because I was asking where he was at with it.
It was his idea.
I know, but I just needed that extra confirmation.
All he wants is chocolate chips. No, buddy.
Yeah, that's insane.
We got to stream this match now.
I think we should.
This is incredible.
There's going to be a lot on the line here.
I told Beamer that you need to start watching Marvel movies and just make you sit through them all in order. That's too easy.
I don't know that I'd want to do that.
Oh.
What else would you... Would you rather learn every president in order, compounding interest day by day that you don't learn them? That's one for one day. 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128.
Bad.
That's 5 days.
It's a lot of homework. And there's been a lot of presidents.
Do you know how many there's been?
46.
Crushed it.
Nailed it.
So much confidence in that.
Good job. I can name
like the last, like the ones like this century, I think.
All right, do it.
No.
All right.
Let's start with 1776. What happened then?
Well, first of all, 1776.
That was 250 years ago.
Is a bit of a reach that we didn't know when everything was, you know, going down. But
100%.
We'll figure out something good. Thursday, I guess we have to agree to terms, right?
We do.
I gotta think of some.
All right, so we're...
The contract signing, like it's Monday Night Raw.
It's like Ed Norton in... what movie is he the leper king in? Do you agree to terms? We agree to terms. That's exactly what it's going to be.
I love it.
It's going to be great. All right, what do you have for us tonight?
Did you guys see that the 24-hour college basketball tip-off is back?
How about no talking about college basketball for a year?
Oh, my.
Nope, can't do that.
All right.
Can't do that.
Can't agree to terms.
Also, I'm supposed to start a podcast with him.
That also would not be very helpful for what we do during the late fall and winter and spring.
I think that'd be detrimental to your own show.
100% it would. It'd be the most detrimental self-sabotaging thing I've ever done.
Shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah, not going to do that. That's a bad job.
Okay, no, I didn't see that, Reimer.
You can't. Well, hey, how about this? you can't watch a North Carolina basketball game an entire season. Because we don't really talk about North Carolina basketball and what we do.
Not required.
Not
in the job description.
Mm-hmm. No, what? Come on.
Stop.
You gotta agree to terms.
It's a big year.
Just win the match.
All you gotta do is just 18 holes.
This is true. I'm gonna spend when Nora's sleeping tonight, I'm just gonna stay up all night just putting.
That's how you overwork yourself.
I don't care.
Don't overdo it.
I just want to have fun.
All right.
Play well.
Well, we're gonna have fun.
Mm-hmm. What do you have for us tonight?
I asked if you guys saw the tip off.
I said no. Tell me about it.
There's games at 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. on November 2nd.
I'll probably be up.
It's Grambling State in Northern Illinois at 3 a.m. Yeah.
What's
the first game at midnight? Is High Point and Liberty, which is going to be a banger game.
Absolutely.
I don't really understand.
Both teams run the West Coast offense.
The benefit of that, though, Reimer, you're not going to get television broadcast exposure.
So the Field of 68 is putting it on, and it's going to be live streamed on their YouTube and Twitter.
Do they want to put our golf match on?
I mean, I can reach out to Jeff Goodman.
That'd be awesome.
See if we can do that.
I think he's interested.
I think he is, too. Why wouldn't he be?
Who wouldn't be?
Yeah.
This is a fireworks factory. Everyone will be tuned in because the Field of 68 folks know how much you love college basketball. And if they realize that your voice might be silenced from talking about hoops for the next 6 months.
No, that's not going to happen.
No, how about this? No Twitter for you for the next 6 months. No videos.
Nope.
No social vids.
Nope.
That would hurt television's Adam King much more. That's a great idea.
And you.
Don't take away my ex. Everything happened. No.
Can't do it.
No.
Please, no, not me.
I'm so hooked on it.
All right, let's stop workshopping this. We need to workshop these in private. And
the pulse is going on.
Yeah. So this was put out by Pete Thamel earlier today. Northwestern football has received a commitment for a $35 million gift from a family. I don't know how to pronounce the last name.
Just make it up. Just try it.
Yulin.
Hisatsune.
Yulin.
Yeah.
I think so. That's close. That matches the spelling. Which is set to come the next 3 years. The donation is intended for holistic football success, including recruiting, support, and broader program needs.
Seems like a pretty big gift. That seems pretty nice.
They may have heard how much we've wanted to relegate Northwestern.
You said $35 million?
Yes.
Yeah.
Over 3 years. Split among 3 years.
So that's not enough. They're going to need more.
It's a good start.
It is a good start. And I guess if you're going to supplement that with the house settlement cap, 20.5, and if that's going to go up, that could give them a reasonably more competitive roster. That's probably going to be better than what Rutgers puts into their program. Likely more than Purdue's going to put into football, so good for them. But and if they think that that is going to transform them back into conference championship contention, I don't think that's going to foot the bill for that.
Where does that take them? Just in the grand scheme of things.
If we're saying that they weren't supporting, if they had the full house cap and $10 million extra a year, and we're saying 30, I would say that's probably going to be 8th or 9th in the Big Ten. But that's not going to be the case because they're going to still spend on men's basketball. They're competitive in not many sports, but a few others that they would want to mm-hmm. fund. So I think that probably puts them in the middle of the pack, which is good for them. Now it's interesting that all of that is happening in the midst of the new stadium and 30 cutting
what
that
the
down.
Ryan family give them $1 billion. It was quite
a lot.
It was a significant amount.
A lot of zeros. And then you've got the new stadium opening, but that's an interesting dynamic to me as well because they're scaling that back with 35,000 seats, and I know that that's likely, I guess, their goal and their intention is to...
I think it's perfect for them. Yeah, it's perfect for what Northwestern football is.
Yeah, I don't think that's wrong, but, then to reach your other goals, you'd have to make those 35,000 seats minus the student section more expensive unless you're going to have way more people just giving private gifts like this. And maybe that's the end game for them, in which case, good luck. I don't know if that's going to work.
Reimer doesn't understand the end game reference.
What's also, chess terminology. I mean, he's a big, big chess guy.
How about a beating Magnus Carlsen?
Yeah, I'm like Wimby.
Chess.
I'm like Wimby, knowing chess.
I thought you were just saying I'm like Wimby in general.
I am like Wimby.
When's your match with him? Yeah,
this has not been decided yet.
So confident you can go get a bucket on him.
What are you more confident in, Jeff Goodman in the Field of 68 broadcasting the match on Sunday, or going up and under on Wimby, taking it to the rack, scoring on him?
I said to score on Wimby, it'd have to be like a crazy step back.
Which, no, that's not what you said.
No. I did not.
You said I'll take him to the rack.
You said you were going up and under. You said you can get him on a pump fake. That's what you said. Cut that tape on. Yeah.
We need to start making actual highlights of this show and remembering when things are said. Because I remember it the same as you, as that's exactly what Reimer said.
The things that I remember most on this show are always things that Reimer says. Yeah. Like how he goes to Disney to meet characters.
Yeah.
Doesn't like rides.
Not a rides guy.
I'm not a rides guy, no.
Now, and yesterday, when I left, I couldn't stop thinking about how he said, I don't like movies. Like, I've never seen a Marvel movie. What? You're the most fascinating man I've ever met.
I'm not going to sit 2.5 hours for a movie, but I'll sit 2.5 hours for a basketball game.
If you lose this bet, you might have to.
You might have to do the entire MCU start to finish.
By the way, I think if you started like today and watched every Marvel movie until Doctor Doom came out, like you still wouldn't catch up.
Oh, gosh. There's been that many?
No. It's quite the experience.
Oh, my gosh.
He was binging The Traitors last night.
You have time.
Season 2 ending was nuts.
Don't spoil it for me.
It's not there yet.
You haven't seen it?
I've only watched season 1.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
He was texting you the finalists.
I read it in the chat. I thought you were much further along.
I've muted you on the chat.
Wow.
Craig said, Reimer, you must read Lord of the Rings, write a book report referring to the footnotes and the elvish language that Tolkien created.
Oh my God.
I don't even know if I could do that.
If we assign that to King, he would never finish it.
He would spontaneously combust.
There's no way.
Before he finished that. Even just reading Lord of the Rings and telling me things that happened in it, I think would be a little shaky for him.
I think you might have to give that to Adam.
Go giving us ideas. Oh, right? You create your own ideas.
Okay, sorry.
Might need a babysitter at some point in the next couple months.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
Liberty would love that.
Free babysitting?
Yeah, I think Adam would love that too.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm afraid that wouldn't be enough punishment for him.
I mean, he said that you guys can go across the bow, so Reimer could babysit Liberty.
We're still... That doesn't feel like enough to me. There's got to be some pain.
Yeah, Willie and Benjamin.
Both Reimer and
that's
the King.
Deep. Oh my gosh. There's got to be some pain.
Welcome to the pain train. Austin, your question of the day will take us to good old faithful. The game, that's coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show.
It has been family owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeye sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Discount Furniture, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual Joint and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Introducing Optimized IT, the managed services division of Modern Office Methods. With our cutting-edge managed IT services, we bring proven management strategies to the table to support your current IT team. That's not all. Our experienced team provides insight on how to maximize efficiency, helping you achieve your goals faster. Concerned about security? Our backup solutions help guarantee your data is protected around the clock, giving you peace of mind. Start at optimizedit.net for your free IT assessment. Stay ahead, stay secure, and stay optimized.
Inside the body, cancer divides. But inside the James, we unite. With nearly 300 cancer specialists, each focused on a single type of cancer, and over 1,500 researchers, relentlessly pursuing new discoveries and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, you have cancer, you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We're keeping an eye on the flood watch. With all of the rain that we've seen in central Ohio over the last few days, we're keeping an eye out for the possibility of seeing more flash flooding throughout the rest of your Tuesday. Wednesday and Thursday, looking slightly better for your weather-wise. I'm your 10 Weather Impact meteorologist, Lily Aldridge, with 97.1 The Fan.
Someone out there probably thinks we spend too much time talking about the Buckeyes. Please tell someone that they're stupid. You're listening to the Buckeye Show.
Hey, now, Austin Ward here this evening. Reimer doing a great job behind the glass, as always. Want to let you know that we here on the Buckeye Show, brought to you by our good friends over at CareSource. Reimer, we yell at you because we love you. And I hope that you don't forget that.
I know.
You're very endearing to us, and we love you for that.
I love you guys, too.
But also, you will be punished after you lose this golf match on Sunday.
He seemed shocked by the fact that I wanted... You have to have stakes.
Of course.
If you're, like, happy that you lost, like...
I mean, I'll have a steak if you want to buy me a steak.
Okay. First of all, no one's buying you anything.
Not losers don't feast, all right? You got to earn it. So stop asking.
It's hard to go hungry when you're eating at the buffet.
That's 100%.
You know?
Especially if you're not scared to be great.
That is true. All right. Our question of the day, Austin, takes us to the rivalry game. Takes us to the game at the end of November between Ohio State and Michigan. Two-part question for you. What did you make of Kyle Whittingham's original comments? Because I don't believe we've had the chance to talk about this and him saying, I don't hate Ohio State. He kind of doubled that up today. Or yesterday, all my day today is run together with yesterday.
I understand him
for sure, and I believe you said, like, what if I hate them? Is that going to make us, you know, going to
play better?
You're going to play better. Like, yeah. Is that really going to be the case? So, your thoughts initially on Kyle Whittingham and how he's handling this rivalry game so far in his very short tenure as Michigan head coach?
I think from a big picture perspective, I don't disagree with turning down the temperature on both sides. The absolute fever pitch that it reached, and people can and will argue about this, you know, 3-4 years ago, and especially on the other side of the rivalry where they were doing everything they possibly could to exploit the rules and bend them to their advantage. Mm-hmm. And then the allegations and everything flying every which direction. And I think it was probably healthier to turn some of that down. Now, that doesn't mean that I think that the game has taken on any less importance, but I think it took on a life of its own that was getting almost out of control. So
I don't think it was almost out of control.
That was fully out of control.
It was.
And spiraling into scary situations, like, and literal, I mean, terrifying scenarios a couple years ago in the Horseshoe. Not necessarily life and death, but certainly detrimental health effects to people that were down there on the turf based on the reaction and the flag planting and everything else that we saw transpire there. So I don't disagree that any efforts to slightly turn that temperature down are probably good intentioned and not meant to say, hey, we don't care about winning the game or rivalries aren't important or anything like that. I would say specific to this exact moment, it's interesting that it is coming from Ann Arbor with head coach and quarterback, because if they were favored to win this game, would they be saying the same thing?
I don't know.
That's what I don't know. And I can't prove, and only they would be able to describe that. But I know that when similar things were said as to what Bryce Underwood suggested, and you've got that exact quote, I think, in front of you, which is, it's just another game, and you know, it's just another team.
Just we're guys in a different color. That's how I see it. Just another game.
That sort of was broached by C.J. Stroud and Kyle McCord. And not only was it poorly received by their home fan base, but it became a source of endless mockery, you know, from the Wolverines and their fan base, and saying that they were, that Ohio State was running from this, and they weren't going to take it as seriously because they were losing, and that was sour grapes, and they had to, you know, turn their attention elsewhere. So it's not surprising to me.
It's a fascinating dichotomy, that, of it, isn't it?
That there's hypocritical words being delivered from Michigan. That's sort of been their whole MO for the last 6 years. The Michigan man mystique and aura is fully gone, and probably didn't really exist in the first place. But you know, now, you know, I don't want to be hypocritical myself about it. I do think that there is some value to not making the outcome of that one particular game the be-all, end-all of every bit of success and everyone's self-worth tied up in it. And I think the result 2 years ago, I think, helped prove that and offer a reminder of that in Columbus specifically. But I don't really know what Michigan has to gain by that at this exact moment, because it, on the heels of their scandal, on the heels of, you know, Sherrone Moore and NCAA violations, Jim Harbaugh, Connor Stallions, they don't feel like the right messenger to me.
Yeah, so it's interesting. And, you know, a good friend of the program, who I'm sure you'll hear on some of the post-game shows, football post-game shows that I'll be doing this year, along with our guy Justin Zwick, who's going to be doing the show with me tomorrow. Jay-Z's already put in a couple of times that he will be out. We can ask him, you know, the same thing tomorrow as we did last week. You know, his thoughts on, you know, this message coming out from Ann Arbor, from head coach then and then quarterback now.
Yeah.
Mike Bennett, who is a good friend of this program, has long said, he was like, guys, I didn't really understand the rivalry. You know, like I figured it was the same thing. Like it's another team. It's another game. It's fine. I didn't really understand the hate. And he's like, then I went up there.
Yeah.
He's like, and then we lost. And then it became like full on, like I was immersed in it, and I needed to do the 1% I needed to do every day to make sure that I never had that feeling again. And that's something that Ohio State players from, you know, the mid early 2000s to all the way in the middle 20 teens never really experienced. And so like, I do understand where you're coming from, but it is a little bit surprising, I think, to me, at least coming from Bryce Underwood, where when he came into college before he played a snap at Michigan, it was Ohio State doesn't have a chance. And you get through last year and, you know, has the season that he does. You get beat by Ohio State. Ohio State and Ryan Day, they get the monkey off their back. And then you're also following it up with that same messaging. I think, if anything, that I'm the most surprised about is that the messaging isn't stronger coming from the team compared to the head coach. And you know this, Austin. You've covered teams of different capacities for a long time. Sometimes the messaging from the coach and the players can take on lives of their own. So I don't know if that was a direct order from Kyle Whittingham or whoever in that building saying, hey, downplay it, downplay it, downplay it. But I will say this, from a 30,000 foot level, a guy who was coaching for the Big Ten for a long, long time, and James Franklin always did this, no matter what the rivalry game was, next game up, next game up, next game up. It's an every other Saturday kind of thing. We're not worried about who's in front of us, and we're just going to go on from there.
How'd that work for him?
It didn't work great. I mean, he was a pretty good coach, but the expectations fell a little bit short in Happy Valley. And that's a little bit different of a situation than, of course, what it is in Michigan. So I don't know if it's a direct order from, again, like the football ops from Kyle Whittingham on down, but it is a bit surprising to go from, you know, they don't really mean anything to us, and we're going to beat them like a drum for four straight years, to it's just another game.
I think I'd love to, I don't want to spend any time talking to Michigan fans about it or reading their message boards, but
I'm certainly not going to do that.
I'm not going to do it. All right.
But so I think quit asking,
but if those statements were made here, I am very confident. I know what the reaction will be within the fan base.
I'm also confident. I'm
100% confident, and maybe more than 100%, that there would be outrage and firings and cutting the quarterback requested if that was the mentality going into that game. I don't think that this was a smart PR strategy. Mm-hmm. And I
don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a PR strategy or something else.
It has to be. Because if that's how they're treating that particular game, every program needs a goal attached to it. And if this isn't one for Kyle Whittingham or Bryce Underwood to beat Ohio State and come into the horseshoe and get the rivalry back in the other, go the other direction, well, what is their goal this year?
I don't know.
They don't have a national championship caliber roster. They've spent a lot of money on it. It's a good roster. It's a competitive roster. The game in the end of November in the horseshoe is not a foregone conclusion by any stretch of the imagination.
It never is.
It's going to be a fight. Now, they're at a disadvantage if their coach doesn't have any emotional attachment to that game of any kind and their quarterback doesn't care and doesn't view Ohio State any differently than anybody else in their roster, then they're going to be in for a very rude awakening when they step into Ohio Stadium at noon in the end of November.
I'll tell you one thing. There's going to be 105,000 fans at the end of November that will have a very different viewpoint of that game than what Bryce Underwood and Kyle Whittingham currently have of it.
But I think that's what I find interesting. I don't care enough to go find out from people wearing those colors, but what is the reaction? It doesn't matter what you and I say about
absolutely
it.
Absolutely doesn't.
We know, and because you'll never, ever catch Ryan Day saying something like that out loud into a microphone about the rivalry. The last time that he compared it to the most serious thing that had ever happened in his entire life, mm-hmm, in a family tragedy. So I think he certainly wouldn't agree, and he wouldn't echo the sentiments of Kyle Whittingham, even while at the same time acknowledging that maybe the passion that exists in Columbus and for the fan base in Ann Arbor is not always healthy for everyone involved. But saying it in these terms, saying it in these terms, however, is only going to make that worse for them. I don't know why you would say it. I don't know what value you get out of it, because they're not antagonizing Ohio State by saying it. Mm-mm. They're antagonizing their own fan base, which is looking at this season and have doubts about Bryce Underwood as the leader of the on-field product. And now you're talking about the head coach of it, who is also Brady Hoke's way was stupid. Okay. Jim Harbaugh's way.
Well, I thought the no headset thing was kind of trendy.
Yeah, it was. It set a trend of what not to do. And then Jim Harbaugh took it to the polar opposite extreme and cheated to find a way around it. And all that stuff is out in the public record. And we all know that that's true. This is not a happy medium between those two things. And you have to give your team a goal. But if it's not beating Ohio State, what is it?
The annual freaks list. He's a couple of Buckeyes on the list. We'll do that coming up here in 2 minutes. It's the Buckeye Show.
For 30 years, Schumacher Homes has been building affordable custom homes throughout the Buckeye State. Experience true customization on your land, your way, without any compromises. Come visit any of our 9 Ohio model home and design studio locations to see the latest in design trends and learn about our award-winning building process, or start online at SchumacherHomes.com. You'll be surprised how affordable a custom home will be. Schumacher Homes, proud home building sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, where can you get a full suite of business banking services served up by well-trained, caring employees with unquestionable integrity? It's right here at Heartland. Relationships matter. I'm Scott McComb. Come over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
We here at The Fan believe there's no such thing as too much Ohio State coverage. You're locked in to The Buckeye Show.
Hanging out my guy Austin Ward here this evening. See, the Vikings made their quarterback selection.
Yeah, I'm so surprised. You make a trade for someone who's actually achieved something in the NFL, who I don't love, Kyler Murray.
I am not the biggest Kyler Murray fan.
What has he achieved in the NFL?
I mean, more than nine.
Yeah.
That's the point of comparison.
Okay, sorry.
I mean, he had some high-level success when he was healthy.
Yeah.
Kyler?
Yeah.
He was pretty terrific his first couple of years. Yeah. There's a reason why they paid him $100 and whatever million the contract was.
Yeah.
I mean, now we could talk about him living up to those expectations, which I would think that Steve Keim, the former general manager of the Cardinals, is dealing with his own sort of thing right now. But he would tell you that he was worth the money, which I think a lot of the NFL fandom was agreeing on, that Kyler was worth that money when they gave him that second contract.
He was, you know, taking them to the playoffs. He was putting up gaudy stats. He was allegedly revolutionizing the position with his mobility and everything. But
and Call of Duty XP weekends.
Well, yeah, I mean, whatever. But he was.
Didn't they have to put in his contract to where, like, he had to watch a certain amount of film?
Yes.
I'm not here. Reimer, I'm not. My point was not, I think Kyler Murray is amazing.
I know.
But he was like a legitimate MVP candidate 4 or 5 or 6 years ago, whenever it was, I guess.
For a couple of years.
2021 for sure.
Yeah. He's a cheat code in Madden too.
See? People thought that he might be something,
uh-huh,
including the Madden talent evaluators. Now, I wouldn't build a franchise around him, but I definitely wouldn't have spent a first round draft pick on JJ McCarthy. So if you're asking me between, I don't know, the arsenic or being stabbed in the heart, I guess I'll take whatever Kyler Murray is.
Yeah, I would too. And I'm guessing that Justin Jefferson also had something to say about this, which is the reason why Kyler is the starting quarterback. I do find it interesting, though, how Adam Schefter tweeted out, JJ McCarthy missed his entire rookie season due to injury and started just 10 games last year, with Minnesota winning 6 of them. Now the still only 23-year-old will be forced to be a backup.
Forced.
Do we even think he's going to be like the first backup? Because like Carson Wentz is there. I mean, which isn't much better, but
Carson Wentz also had an MVP caliber season.
He's more
season.
Experienced. So, I mean, why not have him to be the guy come in for Kyler if anything goes haywire?
I just don't think JJ McCarthy's a good NFL quarterback.
I don't think so either.
I don't think he's very good.
I think we all can agree on that.
Yeah, I think that he's not. And anyways,
he's
we're going to
move
on.
He's being forced. That terminology is ridiculous.
He's being forced to be a backup.
You know,
nobody's holding him hostage. He's what is his rookie contract?
Yeah, I mean, he can quit if he wants.
He can get out of the contract. It's okay.
I think it's up to the coaching staff what role he plays. And that's probably the right one for JJ McCarthy. And
Kevin O'Connell's a quarterback whisperer. He's the quarterback guru.
Yeah.
Do you not see what he turned Sam Darnold into?
There's only so much
a Super
you can
Bowl champion for another team.
With 9, okay?
The options are limited. All right.
Unlimited.
Well, that's a whole different
guy. Bring him back.
That's a whole different guy.
Let's really spice up Minnesota.
Why not?
Bring back Russell Wilson.
Is he retired?
Yeah, he's doing announcing this year.
Is he?
Yeah.
Good for him. What networks he
might take over for Tony Romo.
Well, that's true. I mean, Tony's going through his own things as of right now. Yeah. I didn't know that Russ was doing that.
Yeah, I believe the second that he decided he was done, there were several networks lining up for his services.
I said, please.
Please, Russ.
Mr. Unlimited.
Unlimited.
Let me join your services. All right, so this comes out every year. It's by Bruce Feldman of The Athletic. He's been doing it for a long, long time. The Freaks List, the top 100 best athletes in college football. Carolina, South Carolina wide receiver Nick Harbor tops the list of 101 players. Now, Nick Harbor has been number one in this list 3 out of the last 4 years. Jeremiah Smith, who appears on number 2 of this list, was number 1 last year and then got demoted down to number 2. Austin.
Yeah, what? Why?
Bruce, tell us,
that's outrageous.
Tell us how the sausage is made. Because whenever I would read this list, and I always enjoy it, I do enjoy going through this list from him, like on The Athletic. I like reading about all these guys and the different marvels of athletic accomplishments that they can't achieve. But please tell me why there are only 2 Buckeyes in the top 100 on this list? Because when you and I were having this conversation last year, you kind of illuminated something in my mind, which I never even thought of before.
Yeah. Part of the way that Bruce Feldman builds this list, well, I mean, not part of it, almost all of it, is that he needs strength coaches around the country to open up their books and say, here's what this guy's benching. Here's our fastest 40 time. Here's who we think is our best athlete, and send those to him. And Mickey Marotti is not necessarily in the business of needing to self-promote his strength program.
He's not handing out proprietary secrets.
Or Ohio State to say, here's everything we've got here. And so Bruce Feldman can't reasonably put out this list and leave out someone like Jeremiah Smith or Caleb Downs, but he's also not going to get a definitive list of all of the freakish things that are going on in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. Where right now, if you looked at James Smith and Edric Houston at defensive tackle, and Edric specifically at 310 pounds and running 21 miles an hour, that's pretty freaky. I would put him on there.
Rather freaky.
If you're talking about, you know, incredible strength, the numbers that you might see from an Austin Sereveld or a Carson Hensman after 4+ years in that Mickey Marotti strength program, gonna be pretty impressive. You're gonna have your mind blown. Or straight line track speed from someone like Devin McEwen or a legend Bay coming out of high school. Those things would all qualify for the freaks list, but you'll see some schools like South Carolina pop up more frequently because they may or may not, but definitely do, have a program that wants more publicity, you know, for their coaching staff, for their strength program, to get people in the door. Look what they're doing. Look at these numbers they're generating. What South Carolina has going on for them is not more impressive than Mickey Marotti, because they're the target here. Because how many do they? I bet they have more than two in that list. I did not read it, but that I would wager money, or reading a book, that South Carolina has more than Ohio State on this list. And
they got three.
Okay. Well,
Nick Harbor, Lenore Sellers, Dylan Stewart.
And Dylan Stewart is a fantastic player. There's no question about that. What exactly did Lenora Sellers do last year or this offseason that would merit inclusion in the top 100?
As a South Carolina apologist, I'll tell you, he did absolutely nothing.
Yeah. So what make that make sense? Is that that's the point? That's another school that understands the way that you get on that list is by playing ball with Bruce Feldman. Open up your books, open up your measurables, tell them what you're doing in your strength program. Mickey Marotti doesn't need the freaks list to do that. He points to the NFL draft and he says, do you see Arvel Reese at the combine? Do you see Sonny Styles at the combine? Look over there. Do you mean
Sonny Styles, the guy who graded top 1% of everything he did?
Carnell Tate, Caden McDonald, Caleb Downs.
And Sonny that came to Ohio State as a safety and left as a linebacker.
Max Clair, Will Kaczmarek. Yeah. And then he points to the year before that and he said, would you like to look at this string of first round draft picks at wide receiver, or what's happened at safety? That's the proof there. So the freaks list is great, and I'm not knocking it at all. I'm just offering up what I would posit as an explanation for why Ohio State wouldn't dominate this list when they dominate the NFL draft.
All right, so on the freaks list last year, I did my research on this.
You did. You always do the hard work.
I don't. That's Reimer. Number one, Jeremiah Smith last year, 2025 freaks list. Number 10 was Sonny Styles. That was it. That was it for Ohio State.
Yeah, that's Caleb Downs, definitely not a freak. Heard it here first.
Or Carnell Tate.
Or Arvel Reese.
Caden McDonald.
Or Arvel Reese.
And look, here's a prime example of that. Ohio State could have said last offseason, you guys might want to look out for this Arvel Reese. Like, the stuff he's doing in the weight room is crazy.
He's grown. He's 8 feet tall.
There are people covering
this
team.
Listen to the Buckeye Show.
Said that he's growing an inch every single day. Nobody knows how this is happening. It's freaky. He's a superhero. He's from a different galaxy.
He's from the Marvel comic universe.
But we talked about that all offseason. Like, the guy you got to watch is Arvel Reese. Arvel Reese. Arvel mm-hmm. Reese. And we saw it in spring. But did he appear in that list? No. And why is that? Because they didn't give his 40 time. They didn't give his bench press. They didn't give any of those information, any of the measurables that
got him drafted in the top 10 picks because they don't need to. Being on the freaks list doesn't make you a first round draft pick. Being an actual freak makes you a first round draft pick.
And there's going to be plenty of them this year.
They're not short on it on that roster. I guarantee it.
Hashtag Buckeyes is next. It's the Buckeye Show.
T-Bone and Tybus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus.
A thing that's like, this will make a meal for a family. It's talking like a family of four, and I'm in the family. So I count as like three right off the bat.
Mornings on the Fan.
Things are popping at Al's Delicious Popcorn. With over 80 flavors to choose from, we have something for everyone. From classics like caramel cashew, white cheddar, and our famous vanilla butternut, to new flavors like chicken and waffles and spicy barbecue. They are all made fresh and they are all delicious. Visit us online at alspopcorn.com or come see us and experience the best service in town at 1500 Bethel Road, Columbus. Al's Delicious Popcorn.
Save time, reduce costs, and eliminate printer frustrations with Modern Office Methods, your award-winning managed print services provider. We know how to help your business reduce the cost of office printing by identifying necessary print and paper waste. We can improve your printer fleet and decrease the amount of printer frustration. Why wait? Start saving time and money today. Start with our comprehensive print fleet assessment by going to momnet.com and click on free assessment.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add your choice of a sub, salad, wings, dessert, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donato's.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donato's. Gotta love more.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Call the plumbing, heating, and cooling technicians at the Waterworks and Header today. Call 614-232-2222. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Whew. Final segment for us here on this Tuesday.
Great work from you.
I'm telling you, it was a struggle today.
Somehow you've been dialed in. Doesn't mean that we've always been talking about ball, but we made it.
But we have. We've made it to the end of the road, which is nice. I told you guys a little bit earlier on, I probably went to bed, last night, 11:30, midnight-ish, before I finally fell asleep. Because, you know, there were significant storms last evening.
There were?
As well. And the whole time,
Columbus?
I'm staying downstairs. I've got the monitor on. I'm like, I don't know who's going to wake up, the four-month-old or the three-year-old.
I knew who it was.
Like, which one is it going to be? Benjamin slept all the way throughout the night. He got up at 7:45. He's not really an issue, no big deal. I'm like, all right, well, Willie went to bed before the storm started. Usually, if the storm starts when he's still awake, that's when we have the problem going to bed. So I'm like, all right, well, I feel pretty confident about getting some sleep in. So went to bed. No big deal.
Pushed your luck a little bit.
Around 3:45. Daddy! I said, uh-oh, what's going on here? And then I realized, I'm like, oh, I can see out my window that it's a light show. Calm him down a little bit. Meredith's the same thing. It's about 4:30, 4:45-ish by the time he finally goes to sleep. I'm like, I got up at that hour for 5 years in a row. I'm like, I'm up.
Yeah.
I'm awake now. Can't go back to sleep. Turn the coffee on. Meredith had to run. She did Pilates at 6 o'clock this morning. I'm like, I'm good. I'm all right. Everything will be fine.
Should just pop down to the station.
I probably should have. Everything would have been
fine. Got some work done.
Yeah, it would have been good. Instead, I didn't. So I was just staying at home with my children.
Oh.
And then
being a dad.
I told you 7:45, Benjamin woke up, 8 o'clock. Willie woke up, I said, all right, this is going to be good. Got him daycare. Boom, 10 o'clock. Power's out. Dealing with water in the basement. It's been a day.
Yeah.
It's been a day and a half, really.
And I don't think it's done for you.
I don't think it is either. I think
there's a little bit more work to be done.
I don't think the water is all out of our basement.
Yeah. You might want to get some sodas.
I might have to. You know, that sounds like a great idea.
Tuesday night sodas. You've earned them.
I have.
There's no question about it.
I think the
whole... You're still wearing, by the way, like the work boots.
I am. I'm wearing my...
The galosh boots.
Yeah, I'm wearing my extra tough rain boots in here. I texted you guys, what time was that? 3:40? 3:30?
Yeah.
Like, hey.
About then, yeah.
I'm like, I need some help because I don't know how much I'll be able to give you here this evening.
Well, you gave us everything you had.
I feel like we navigated the waters.
I had fun.
These lights are on. They're bright.
Yeah.
Unfazed.
The standard is the standard.
Absolutely embracing greatness. Spent a segment getting ready for Sunday's match, which you look at this forecast now. It's unbelievable. It's the best I've ever seen. It's going to be perfect on Sunday.
Best.
And now we have, you know, while we're going through the work of picking up my backyard and all of Berm's trash.
Everyone's dealing with something.
Everyone's got something right now.
Everyone's dealing with something at home.
And except Ryan. Reimer didn't say. You have anything bad at your house right now? Did you guys get it? Are your powers out?
Well, you got it the day before, didn't you?
Our power was out today.
Okay.
And it was off from like 10:30, and Rebecca texted me a little before 5 that it just came back on.
That's good. That's a win. That's
a quick turnaround. Good for you.
So, yeah, I mean,
nice
nothing,
humble brag.
Nothing too crazy. We did have one of our front chairs on like the front porch like a few nights ago, like get blown in the wind and like the leg just snapped off, Matt, somehow. Don't know where the leg is, so it's just sitting there three-legged. Not where
three-legged
it's at.
Chair.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good.
Our fire pit like blew away too, but we got that. It's like it was fine, but like today, like just the power was out.
I think the funniest part about today, like I'm amply prepared enough for water to be in my house. But the only problem...
Can't ever be amply prepared for that.
Yeah, but I grew up, like, our basement flooded all the time. Like, it was twice a month, it seemed. Like, it was just all the time for whatever reason. Like, our sump pump never worked, and there was water in the basement. Like, so I just remember, like, remembering how to deal with that. And, like, squeegeeing the water into the sump pump and making sure, like, all right, get towels, get fans. The most ironic part about all of this... is that all of the stuff that I have to deal with the water is in my garage, and I can't open my garage because the power's out. So I'm like, well, everything that I have in there is literally useless. And then my stepdad's calling me. He's like, do you have a key for it? I'm like, somewhere, man, but I don't know where the key is to manually unlock the garage. Never has even been a thought of mine.
Gosh. I like the carryover and the through line from Sunday where it was, got to get up early and clean it out.
Right.
And
yeah,
weren't just in a state of mind to actually complete that task. Now you can't even get into it.
Can't even get into it.
Life is a real trip, isn't it?
Kurt Cignetti curse continues.
Hey, he's too powerful.
He is, man.
Like, I just don't believe that
it's
Bloomington...
been every other Monday for the last 6 weeks that one of us has been cursed with something. And now both of us... I've been cursed on the same day.
I bet it's 85 degrees.
I got to be getting cursed here soon.
No cloud cover in Bloomington right
Sunday
now.
Sunday's your curse.
Oh, man. Yeah. 100% it is.
Yeah. Don't you worry about it.
We'll take curse. Care of that.
It's coming to fruition.
We'll put the hex on you for sure. Mm-hmm. This, he must be stopped. October 17th, we're drawing a line in the sand.
Yeah, we are.
The curse will be broken.
It's going to be lifted.
I hope the curse is broken and lifted before October 17th.
I don't know that we have the power for that.
I don't know if I can go 9 more weeks of living in the curse after already living 6 weeks of it. That's 15 weeks of the curse, Austin.
You got to get scars. You got to come better on the other side.
That is true. It's a rivalry game to me. It's not just people standing on the other side of the field in different colors.
Not just different colors, not just different jerseys.
This is a
nameless, faceless opponent.
It's a different shade of red.
Yeah, that's right. They're crimson. We're scarlet. We'll see what happens. Before we get out of here tonight, our fan poll at 971thefan.com or on X, the Everything app at 971thefan, sponsored by our good friends over at JT's Pizza and Pub. Who was the most hated team in college football? Notre Dame, Ohio State, Texas Tech, or other?
Other.
It's not Texas Tech.
No, it's not.
They have garnered 3.5% of the vote.
Because no one legitimately hates Texas Tech. Everyone is indifferent to them. And when they thought about them, they were mocking their horrendous decision making. Spend all the money you want, Texas Tech.
Go wild.
It hasn't changed anything.
Why can't there just be the SEC as an option?
Well, that's not a team.
I know, but exactly.
Is this, did Bodie get coerced into putting Notre Dame on that list?
I don't know how this came to fruition.
I don't think that people hate Notre Dame either. I think that they are often annoyed by how sanctimonious they are and the carved out exemptions that they have into the college football playoff and being an independent. But nobody is like, so, in my opinion, I've never seen them so agitated. Oh my God, I hate Notre Dame.
I've seen plenty of that when Ohio State was playing them.
But then you get over it. Like they're not on the schedule.
I do hear a lot more about that from other fans about Ohio State.
I think it exists out there.
I concur with that statement.
It's jealousy is what it is.
Yeah, it's not like Texas Tech. I think Texas Tech has a false sense of jealousy for them.
They want it to be true, but guess what? It's not.
They're just the bug on the windshield.
That's it. Splat. Austin, had a great time with you tonight. Let's do it again at 6:15 tomorrow, and then at 6 o'clock on Thursday, okay?
You got it.
Everyone, have an awesome rest of your night. Somehow, Reds baseball is being played currently. We'll get you out to their game coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show.
Paul Keel's here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeye.